Hello?
Hi, is this Demos Cates?
Hey, this is...
Hi, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. I spoke with you about putting your...
How you doing?
Oh, good. I spoke with you actually in January about putting your company on the Google search results.
Holy shit, was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah.
I know you were doing the home advisor thing, but you said, you know, you might be interested in switching in the future.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm good.
Okay. Can I ask?
I got my reviews up on Google. I got customers to release some reviews.
Yeah, it's not about your reviews. It's more just putting those reviews on the first page of the search results. So that way when they look up landscaping or lawn care, they see you and your reviews rather than just the only people seeing you now are if they look up your name directly.
Which isn't a bad thing. You know, they see me working, they look up their company.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's basically organic, you know, word of mouth. You're out there doing, you know, a billboard
or the best way, on the side of your truck.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what this is, just an online word of mouth chain. So people who are already looking for your services are seeing you. But, I mean, I don't want to talk you into it. It should be something that you want to do. If you don't want to do it, I'll just... I'll take you off the list.
How much is it a month?
It's $199 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
So, it's a lot more cost-efficient than hiring somebody to stand outside with a billboard.
or putting
yourself on a billboard. Or, you know, building your own. I mean, it's more cost-efficient than a lot of things. Huh?
Guaranteed results.
Well, you'll be on the first page, and I mean, you're in the most profitable time of the year to do this. So, I mean, if you're not seeing good results now, then, I mean, nobody's going to be able to deliver you better results. Google has been the most profitable form of advertising for the last, like, 15 years, as far as online marketing is concerned. I know you were doing the pay-per-lead with HomeAdvisor. The HomeAdvisor by Angie's program was putting themselves on Google, then selling you individual leads. But they were selling that lead to three or four other guys, and they're charging you all the lead fee whether you get the job or not. So that's why you were telling me, hey, reach back out to you the next time. You might switch because, you know, if we list you here, your customers can call you directly. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So it's not wasting your time or your money trying to track leads down because you paid a lead fee for them, you know? It's just people who are doing a general search calling you directly. So.
Right. Are you working Sunday? Are you available to call Sunday?
Not this Sunday. I'll be honest. I'm going out of town with my family for the holiday, 4th of July.
Okay. Oh, yeah, true. Just because I usually do all my computer work and I'm at my desk and shit on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm just out on jobs right now, so I don't have any access to look up anything or what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. You're out in the field working?
Yeah.
Okay, watch. I'll make this real quick. It's month to month, first of all, Donnie. So you don't got to do anything long term. If you want to try it out, it's just 30 days at a time, and it comes with a tracking system. So you'll be able to evaluate it before we keep moving forward. Okay, and then...
Okay, so I can cancel at any time?
Yeah, if you're unhappy with the service, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that.
Okay. I'm definitely more interested now that, I mean, back in the beginning of the season, January, you know, it was coming out of winter, so I didn't really have the jobs and didn't really have the budget, but now I definitely am interested in doing that, especially if I can just pay the $200 and then see what it does for me, you know what I mean?
Yep, and then we're also going to build the .com for you, too. I went over that
the last time
we spoke. You had the demoscapes.com, but I pulled it up and it said that it's under construction, so I don't know.
It's demoscapes.com. That's the one that works right now.
Okay, let me. Oh, here we go. With the teal color kind of background.
Teal.
There's a picture. Yeah, it's like bluish green kind of color, and then
the font stripes in the front.
Yeah, it says design, maintenance, build, demoscapes. It has the logo there, and the phone number matches.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's definitely it. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, even if you if you have your own site, that's actually good, because then I wouldn't have to provide the hosting cost. You're already doing that through Wix.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all the way out to Bridgewater. Yeah, I remember drawing up this radius for you. And yeah. I remember you telling me you were doing like 300 a week with HomeAdvisor. Did you cancel HomeAdvisor?
I just paused my leads for a fucking like month. So
okay.
I still haven't canceled, but just being on the phone takes time, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I haven't been able to fucking
I'm telling you, give me 30 days. If you're spending 300 a week, I mean, you're basically cutting that down to 200 a month and a majority.
You think I'll at least get like a call a day from this?
I mean, so here's the thing. We're a Google partner. My calls are being recorded by Google as a Google partner, so I'm not allowed to promise you a certain amount of clients. But some of the guys that are up there are getting calls every single day. And obviously, you know, like I said before, it's the most profitable time of the year. Today's the last day of June. Just throughout the month of June, like the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches in this area for landscaping.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying you're going to get that many calls, right? But that's that many more people who are seeing you that weren't seeing you this month. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's probably going to go up throughout July. So, I mean, even if you're like a horrible salesman and you only get like 1% of that client base, it should make sense for you to be able to offset that $199 and keep using this each month. I mean, you shouldn't have any problems with that. And then obviously we're going to get in there and make sure it's working for you, because if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. I mean, period.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm interested for sure.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me create.
Now, how long would it take you to get everything up and going?
Right, that's what I was gonna say. So I'm gonna verify your information. I'm gonna submit it to Google today. They're gonna send out your PIN verification letter. Are you still at the 20 Foss Farm Lane?
I got a PO box now. Can I use that?
No. The post office is already PIN verified, but I can hide your street address, so it just says Rochester, Mass.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. But basically, that PIN verification takes 5 to 7 days. So if I sent it out today, you probably wouldn't receive it until, well, obviously after the holiday, but you probably wouldn't receive it until Thursday or Friday next week, realistically, in the mail. And then there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you before we can actually post you up there. So the first week, I wouldn't really anticipate you seeing much, but you should be able to see a good return on investment in the first month, you know, enough to obviously get you to come back, and then month two will definitely be more profitable for you.
Okay. So what is the PO PIN thing? Is that, because I remember I tried signing up with Google, and what happened was they sent me a PIN, but I actually can log back into my account. And I figured out how to log back in. I think we might have talked about that.
Yeah.
So
you have to put that 5-digit number
for you.
Well, no. I mean, anybody that's listed on the first page of Google has to be a PIN verified business. Sometimes we find businesses that have already PIN verified themselves, but it is sometimes a confusing process. You have to go into the back end of that Google business profile and input that 5-digit number and verify all the information before it's actually published or shown. Otherwise, you know, if you don't have a verified listing, you know, we can't ensure the end user that's trying to call you that you're legitimate, or that the phone number's verified, or that the address is even in this location, you know, so it's pretty important.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll send that out today, though. I'm trying to get everything up and running as soon as possible. I'll send it through FedEx. So, like I said, it usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get there, though, because it comes from the California location as far as the Google headquarters.
Okay,
so 5 to 7 days. And then the website's already good. I can, as long as you're comfortable with the website, I could just hyperlink it to the placement. We won't have to do anything else with that.
Okay, is there a way to add, because I don't, if you search DMO Escapes and on the Google, you know, like on the Google profile, it doesn't say anything about where I am.
Yeah, I can hide the address, but I can make it show like city, state, and zip. So that way they can't get turn-by-turn directions to your actual doorstep, but they know you're in Rochester, Mass, and they'll have your zip code there.
Okay. All right.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about here. I got the 7 reviews, the 4.4-star rating. That's great.
Yeah.
I want to add
the
hours of operation to it, too. It doesn't have any work hours in there. What are your hours of operation?
7 to 7.
7 to 7. Is that Monday through Friday? Or, Monday through Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. And then, can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
No card.
No card. Okay, and then this is a discounted pricing structure that I offered you previously, but I'm going to honor it. But I have to send it to you in writing, so that way you have it on file, and then I also got to send over the invoice receipt, so that way you could write it off as a business expense later. What's your, there's one here on the site. But just to verify, your business email address is demo.scapes@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Donnie?
Morrison. Morrison. Yep.
Okay, traditional spelling. And is Donnie short for Donald?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll always call you Donnie, and I'll have it saved under Donnie, but for the paperwork, okay, it's all going to come across with your full first and last.
Okay. Eastern Standard. Well, for the paper, okay, you could do DMO Skates, couldn't you?
For paper?
I'm separate. I'm...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to have Demoscapes LLC on it as the business name,
okay,
but it's going to have your actual name, so that way if you send it to your CPA later, you know, you're writing this off as a business expense, so you'll get the money back just that way, and then also with the client
right.
It brings in. That way in the grand scheme of things, it's like it's not costing you anything, you're just benefiting.
Right.
Okay. All right, so let me update. Okay, and then we're going to need to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, they typically take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. Are you going to be pretty busy today, or is there a time where I can get you to sit down for a little bit and go over that?
What would we be talking about?
So we'll go over keywords, which are the services you're going to be listed for. That's what they have to type in order to pull you up. So, you know, we want to be specific with that if there's something you want to focus on. Some guys are like landscape design, hardscape, irrigation system installation, things like that. Some guys are just regular lawn care landscaping. But we want to be specific so that way you're not getting calls that are wasting your time. And then they'll go over the service area with you, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then obviously just verifying some of the information on the website, making that sure that that matches up with the Google business profile. So, like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but, you know, it could be quicker, could be longer. That's why we asked for that hour window.
Yeah. I mean, I just got my mower back today, so I'm trying to cram out. I got 20 lawns to cram out in 2 days. Big ones too, but I'm trying to do all this before the fucking holiday weekend. But,
I got a 6 and 7 available this evening. You think you'll be wrapped up by then? I know you close at 7, but...
Yeah, 6 might work.
I know you're trying to cram it in. What I'll do is I'll tentatively set it. So I'll put it... I'll send you a calendar invitation.
It would just be like a voice call?
Yeah, it's over the phone. I don't need you to like sit down in front of a computer or anything like that. We just want to pick your brain, you know, make sure we're representing you properly.
Okay.
So I'm going to tentatively set it, and when I do this through the Gmail, you're going to get an invitation there, so you get a calendar invite, and then that'll send you a text 1 hour prior to the appointment as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, or you're like, hey, man, I'm really trying to crank these out, I can't do it today, you know, I could always reschedule it for tomorrow, but let's try to knock it out today, hopefully. Okay?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to waste a day. I mean, time is money, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So I have the business profile created, and the client interview is confirmed between 6 and 7. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that, Donnie?
Card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa. Is there anything that you can send me that will verify that I'll be able to cancel at any time?
Oh yeah. I'm going to send you everything in writing while I have you on the line right now.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
you said it was, it's under your name, the business name, or both?
What's that? Oh, the card?
Yeah, I have to secure it, and then it's an automation. So once I process it, it's going to send everything in writing, and then I have to have you sign off on it before we part ways until this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. So Demoscapes. And then billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
The 20 Foss Farm Lane?
Yeah, because you can't do PO Box, right?
Yeah, I can't do P.O. Box, but it's a billing address. So if your billing address is the P.O. Box, then I do need to switch it, or it'll decline your transaction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, for the card, it will be my address probably.
Okay. And then
for the
on
card, it'll be
the same as the address
yeah,
for PIN verifying?
20.
Okay.
Yeah, 20 plus pounds.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. 4480.
4480.
Yep. 1910.
1910.
0200.
0200.
1087.
1087. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
1026.
10 of 26, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
203.
203, okay. And then 60-second voice verification as an added form of protection for you. Let me know when you're ready.
What was it?
It's a voice verification, so it's going to outline the agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt here.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. It says, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
DMO Escapes.
Your company is going to be advertised as an LLC on the first page of the Google search results, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
Donnie Morrison, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of DMO Escapes LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And it asks if you're an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided.
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Donnie, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel what you're already using, even though I think you probably will do that on your own anyway. But if you're going to add anything after today, let me know so I can make sure that you're not, like, paying for anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings that we created. I don't want somebody, like, messing up the GMB or fiddling with your website and we don't know what's going on. It could have a negative effect with the placement. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 30th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our Platinum package. Now, this pricing structure was previously approved months ago, so that's the only reason I'm honoring that. I just want to make sure that's on recording because they're probably not going to understand why you're getting half price, but I offered this to you in the past, so I'm just making sure you get the same deal from when we spoke in the past. I've waived all setup fees, so there are no additional charges. You don't have any additional lead fees, click fees, or call fees, or anything like that. You can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
Okay. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features that we're going to be providing for you. It's going to have the billing date, the cancellation policy, the discounted pricing structure. So it'll all be in black and white. And then you have to sign off on the bottom of that.
So, okay.
All right, so give me just a second here. I want to make sure you have that in hand. We'll get that signed off on, and then you'll be good to go until this afternoon between 6 and 7. Try not to take up too much of your time. You said you got to try to jam in 20 lawns in the over a course of 2 days?
Yeah. 20 lawns so plus, like, yeah.
So you're working till sunset, basically, today?
Pretty much. I mean, sometimes it depends how fast we move. I don't like to go crazy, but
yeah.
Money's money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Do as much as I can.
Yeah, you don't want to do it half-heartedly, though, either, because then you get a bad review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just so I can afford shit like this.
No, I hear you. This is going to be good. So what I recommend, though, is that you cherry pick. Like, don't just, I mean, I know in the beginning it's like, hey, you know, I just want to get as many jobs under my belt, but you'll start to notice, like, some of these people might have a contract offer for you right when they call you. Some of these people might be a commercial opportunity that's going to give you a lot more bang for your buck. So, you know, obviously hear everybody out, but cherry pick. So that way you're not spending your time on something that's going to pay you a fraction, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you could always subcontract the workout too. I have some guys that have other landscapers that are just like buddies of theirs, and they'll just subcontract workout and take some off the top. So that's another way to generate some income for those guys that you can't go to. You can always just say, hey, I'll point you in the right direction and give that to a friend or something.
Right, right.
Yep. All right, but you should have everything in writing there. Did you get those texts, Donnie?
A text, yes.
Yeah, I'd say thank you for choosing Local Splash. I'll say please click here to accept the subscription terms. Yep. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to send my direct number and extension over to you again. I think I've sent it a couple times in the past, but I just want to refresh.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we actually spoke a couple months back, too, in April.
What's that?
Looks like I talked to you in April also.
I'm sorry, up a little bit.
Yeah, you're breaking up too. It looks like I spoke with you in April actually as well, not just January.
Oh, it was April?
Yeah, well, it was January and April. It looks like April 18th I talked to you, and it was I sent you over those things about Home Advisor and the FTC shutting them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then it brought me to a page, username and password.
Oh, username and password will be given to you at the end of your client interview with a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it.
Okay.
Okay. I sent you over my number and extension, so I'm going to let you get back to your work. I know your plate's full for right now. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll be here to walk you through it. So feel free to call in, and then look out for that client interview, though, this afternoon. Like I said, I don't want to push that out a day. It'll kind of set us back a little bit.
Yeah, so call me later on.
Yeah, I got you locked in for that client interview. I sent the invitation to your Gmail, but it's going to be between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay? And then, if anything changes, that number comes straight to me, that extension 544. So feel free to call in any time. I'm basically going to walk you through it until you feel like you got it down, and then we'll take the training wheels off and let you do your thing.
All right, awesome.
All right, Donnie. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Me as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too.